As we begin our worship time this morning, listen to the words of Psalm 93. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord, how profound your thoughts. The senseless man does not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be forever destroyed. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. For surely your enemies, O Lord, surely your enemies will perish, all evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. Amen. And they will stay fresh and green. Proclaiming, the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in Him. Today, as we worship together, let's take those first verses of this psalm to heart. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High. That's who we're singing to today. That's when we sing together. We're singing to God, our Heavenly Father. Someone who blesses us. Someone who cares for you. This week is Thanksgiving week, and on Thursday, at the end of the message today, you'll have an opportunity to take something with you, to do something that you can use on Thursday morning as a form of saying thanks to God. A real practical thing for you to do in giving praise to God, our Heavenly Father. But our worship time is giving God praise. You want to do that today? All right. We will do that. I invite you to take your hymnal and turn to this responsive reading on page 28. And when you find that, page 28, I invite you to stand. And we're going to read this in unison. This is Psalm 103, the first verses of Psalm 103, and it is the text for the message today as well. It is entitled, Come, Let Us Praise the Lord. Let's read it in unison. Come, let us praise the Lord with our inmost being, praise His holy name. Let us not forget all of His benefits. He forgives all our sins. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our lives from the pit and crowns us with His love and compassion. He satisfies our desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for these words that David, the psalmist, wrote. And he was talking to himself. He was reflecting upon your love for him and your greatness. The benefits that you have given to him. And so, Father, today as we sing to you, we sing praises to you. Help us to sing from our hearts, the innermost being that we have. Let our praise be raised up to you. Father, we love you and we do give you praise. We give you thanks for the blessings that you give to us. In Christ's name we pray. And now we give you an opportunity to worship by giving tithes and offerings to God, our Heavenly Father, who gives us blessings. And now we give back to the church. We give back to Him. Thank you, Father, for blessing us. And now we give back to you our tithes and our offerings. We do it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Would you stand with us this morning as we begin with Count Your Blessings?
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
You may be seated.
Things now living a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator, triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and stayed us, who still guides us on to the end of our days. God's banners are o'er us, his light goes before us, a pillar of fire shining forth in the night, till shadows have vanished and darkness is banished. As forward we travel from light into light, his law he enforces, the stars in their courses, and sun in its orbit obediently shine. The hills and the mountains, the rivers and fountains, the deeps of the ocean proclaim him divine. We too should be voicing our love and rejoicing with glad adoration. A song let us raise, till all things now living unite. in thanksgiving to God in the highest. Hosanna and praise.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done. Of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
To God for my Redeemer. Thanks for all Thou dost provide. Thanks for times now but a memory. Thanks for Jesus by my side. Thanks for pleasant balmy springtime. Thanks for dark and stormy fall. Thanks for tears by now forgotten. Thanks for peace within my soul. Thanks for prayers that Thou hast answered. Thanks for what Thou dost deny. Thanks for storms that I have weathered. Thanks for all Thou dost supply. Thanks for pain and thanks for pleasure. Thanks for comfort in despair. Thanks for grace that none can measure. Thanks for love beyond compare.
And I'd ask if you would stand with us once again as we prepare for prayer, be exalted, O God.
I will give thanks to Thee, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to Thee among the nations. For Thy steadfast love is great. He is great to the heavens, and Thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted.
exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over. Sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great, is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth.
Thank you for worshiping today. It's prayer time as we talk to God. We have conversations with God during our prayer time. This morning I want to give you the opportunity to join in. So I'm going to ask you, I'll give you a few minutes to think about something that you're thankful for. Something that God has provided for you. And that would be everything, right? So there's nothing that we can't be thankful for. But as we go to prayer time, I want to give you the opportunity just to say something in thanksgiving to God. Just a little phrase, a sentence, a thanksgiving to God. We've been singing songs about giving thanks to God. And as we've been singing these phrases, I trust, I hope, I believe that the Holy Spirit has brought things to your mind that you are thankful for. And so let's just spend a few minutes giving praise and saying thank you to God, our Heavenly Father, for the blessings that He has given to us, that He's given to you. Father, it's easy to sing songs of praise. It's easy to sing songs of, which challenge us, which tell us to exalt your name. But yet it seems difficult to sometimes express that to you. Father, you've heard our words this morning. You've heard our thoughts. You know our thoughts. You know our hearts. And so we collectively this morning have given you praise. We say thank you, Father. And Father, I want to thank you this morning for my mom. For her energy, for who she is, who you created in her. And I thank you for a wife who loves me, even in all the rough stuff. Thank you for her grace that she extends. And then I thank you for my daughters. Daughters who desire to walk with you. For son-in-laws who also desire to walk with you. What a blessing. What a blessing. More than we could ever hope or imagine or desire, you have provided. And so, Father, we give you praise. Thank you for this congregation, these people that love you, who desire to stand and sing praises to you. And you don't care if we're on key, off key, on time, off time. Oh, we do. But you don't. Help us, Father, to worship as you desire to hear us in worship. I'm sure you're just excited to hear us to say and call your name and say thank you, Father. To give you praise, to give you blessing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I don't know if I could ever live up to those words. But yet, Father, they are on my heart today. I give you praise. In Christ's name we do it today. Amen and amen. You may be seated.
Once in serving God only and trusting His hand. All I have need of, His hand will provide. He's always been faithful. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever.
My father being a pastor and me being a always paying attention son, wow, well, there were Sundays that he would stand up and after something like that he would say, "Have you been to church? Has God's Spirit touched your spirit this morning? Has it? Let me ask you the question. Has God's Spirit touched your spirit this morning?"
Yeah.
All right. And you know what? Whether or not you acknowledge it or not, I'll say that it has. Okay? So thank you. Thanksgiving is this Thursday. And some people will say that Thanksgiving is overlooked, overlooked holiday. It's not commercially friendly. There are not a lot of decorations or gifts to give and or to buy. We don't go typically to somebody's house on Thanksgiving for a meal, and we don't take an armload or a basket full of gifts. We don't do gift exchange on Thanksgiving. I don't think we do. I know we don't. We don't go to Walmart and buy blow-up turkeys and put in the yard as decorations for Thanksgiving. We just don't. It's a one-day holiday. It's just too short. Yeah, but Christmas is, and we do a lot of decorations for Christmas. Halloween, people are buying decorations for Halloween now. Go by and you'll see their yards full of decorations for Halloween. Thanksgiving is not a commercially friendly holiday, so some would say. But yet, do you know that it's still number two on the list of holidays and the dollars and cents that we spend for any one given day? That is number two. Christmas is number one. You eat a lot of food. You eat a lot of food. If we're not giving gifts, what are we spending our money on for Thanksgiving to make it number two? You don't buy anybody a diamond ring. You do that on Valentine's Day. We spend a lot of money on food, don't we? The world would look at holidays, and they do look at them from a dollars and cents point of view. And you know, sad to say, we the church often will follow the format. We will follow the world and how they look at holidays. Look what we've done to Christmas. And now it's happening, it has happened to Thanksgiving, and I'll say that it's not right. It's not right. We the church, we the disciples of Jesus Christ, those of us who believe in Jesus as God's Son, it comes back to us to say to our friends and to our neighbors and say, Thanksgiving is for Thanksgiving. And then tell them what you're thankful for. We did that a little while ago at the prayer time. I gave you the opportunity to say, what are you thankful for? How would you respond on Wednesday when you meet somebody and they're going to say something about Thanksgiving and you're going to say, hey, what are you thankful for? How are they going to respond? And then they throw it back to you. And they'll say, well, what are you thankful for? Do you have something to say, yeah, I'm thankful for? We're going to work on that a little bit today. I want you to take your Bibles, and again, we're going to look at Psalm 103. I have an 8th grade math teacher who said, O is not a number, it's a letter. But I'm not going to call it 103, or just 103. So turn to Psalm 103 this morning again. And let me just read for you the first five verses of this great psalm. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103 is often referred to as King David's Hallelujah Chorus. This is like David coming to the realization in that wow moment of life where all that he is and ever hoped to be is because of God. And in this psalm, he is not talking to a crowd of people. David is having a conversation with himself. Have you ever had a conversation with yourself? Yeah. You make a mistake, and then you have a conversation with yourself about the mistake that you just made and how you're never going to make that same mistake again. Does it work? Mixed reviews. I used to work in a sales office, used to be the manager of people, and we had a very good saleswoman who always was talking to herself. And it was rather strange to be at the copy or she'd be doing something and she's talking to herself. You don't know if she's talking to you. So when you walk by, she's mumbling something, you'd stop for a second just to wait for her to look at you and wait for a response. But no, she's just, she would talk her way through just every event of the day. And maybe you've got somebody in your family like that. But the conversation with ourselves—it's a good thing. It's a good thing to talk to yourself and hear yourself. But that's what David is doing. David is having a conversation with himself. He's having a conversation about his soul, and he is talking to his soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name. It is him talking to his soul. It is a prayer of praise to God. David isn't asking for anything. He doesn't have a list of 1, 2, 3. God, I need this, I want this, I need this. Oh, I hope you give me this. No, this is a psalm of praise to God. There's no regret in this. David, again, is talking to his soul. There's no plea, there's no sorrow. It's just a prayer of praise. We don't know the circumstances around David's writing of this. We don't know if maybe he had just had a fantastic week and, oh man, everything was great for David, King David. Everything was just clicking and he's falling asleep one night and then these words come to him and he gets his scribe or somebody and they write down these words for him. We don't know that. It could be that it's at the end of David's life. He's looking, he's at near the end of his life and he's reflecting back on his life and who he was and who God allowed him to become, the King of Kings of Israel. And I'm sure at this particular moment, David didn't think of himself as the King of Kings of Israel. As far as we know, David may have thought that somebody else was going to come along and be the better king than David was. But David is having this conversation with himself. And he comes to the realization that he is who he is and all that he ever wanted to be, hoped to be, the sin in his life, all of the regrets of his life, all of that have been taken care of because of God. God. Nothing that he's done for himself. It's all about God. It is a psalm. It is a song. Someday I know that when we get to heaven, we're going to be able to hear the music that is associated with Psalm 103. We don't know. We just have the words. But psalms are songs of praise to God. Someday we're going to be able to be in heaven and we're going to hear the choir of heaven sing all of the music associated with the psalms. How's that going to be? All right. I can't wait. I can't wait. We're going to be able to hear it. David singing this psalm to God, his Heavenly Father. I see him on this particular day when these thoughts, these words are coming to him. He's probably full of emotion. He's full of passion. And he's praising God with every ounce of energy that he had. And we know that David was a worshiper. David was a great praiser of God. He even had a wife telling him he was a lunatic. He was nuts. Men? Has your wife accused you of that? See, we have something to work on, don't we? Don't we? Wouldn't that be the day we all come to church and Barb, you're elbowing Richard, saying, "Knock it off, buddy." Well, you do that anyway, but giving praise to God. Whoa. Someday. We know that David was a great worshiper of God. Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 3. Glorify the Lord with me. You know what? I marked that. I'm going to read that for you. I thought I marked it. I'm going to find it because it's pretty awesome. But David is a great praiser of God. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will extol the Lord at all times. All times. Not just the good times. All times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name. All right, so let's just, everybody today, we're going to do that exercise. David is saying this. Can we do this today? Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name. Just say, praise God. Boy, you're a bunch of what's God done for you this week? Let's just say it like, maybe from your soul like David did. Praise God.
Praise God.
All right, we're getting there. We're getting there. All right. Psalm 66, verses 1 through 4. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. What has God done for you this week? You know, He made it snow the other day. We blame that on the weathermen, but we can talk to God about that. Why did he make it snow the other day? Because He knew that Ted and I needed to work together. We needed to have a conversation. You know, that wasn't a bad thing to have it snow. It's good for neighbors to connect with each other. We need to see God in everything that He does for us. And do we do that? No, we push it aside. We blame things or we give credit to other events instead of God, our Heavenly Father. He wants us to see Him in everything that happens in life. Look at verse 3 of Psalm 103. David is giving praise. Verse 2, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. David knows that he's a sinner. He knows that he hasn't done some things right in his life. David isn't saying, oh God, I'm perfect. Thank you for making me perfect. No, that would be similar to the prayer of the Pharisee in the New Testament who puts himself above the tax collector when it comes time to pray. And David is saying, God, you've forgiven. He knows, he acknowledges that he was a sinner, he is a sinner, and God has forgiven him of his sins. He forgives the sin. He heals our relationship with God Himself. The second half of verse 3 is one that is in theological sense can be debated back and forth, and I'm going to give you my take on it. The last half of verse 3 says, and heals all your diseases. Well, I have a couple of diseases that God hasn't healed. Okay? So I'm going to say to you, I want you to think about this morning, that David is talking to his soul. He's having a conversation with the innermost piece of him. He knows himself better than anybody else other than God, right? You know yourself better than anybody else. David knows himself, and he's talking to his soul. So let me suggest this morning that David is speaking to the diseases of his soul. That God, he says, you forgive my sins, and you heal all my diseases, the diseases of my soul. Well, Scripture tells us that we have diseases of the soul. And you probably have some as well. Because we are human. We are sinners in need of a Savior. And we deal with these diseases, and the sanctification holy process of God is cleansing us or curing us of those diseases. And that's what David is talking about. So let me just give you some of the diseases of the soul that destroy your soul. Fear. That's a disease of your soul. And often the things that we are afraid of are not real things. We make them up in our mind. We imagine them. We create things to be afraid of. We are afraid of something before we ever get to the event. And there are many things in life that we will talk ourselves out of because we have created fear, which is the enemy of our soul. And David is reminding us that it's God, our Heavenly Father, when we take these diseases of our soul to God, He will heal them for us. Doubt, depression, anger, lust, diseases of the soul, they destroy you from the inside out. You don't get a blemish on the side of your head one day and you go, oh, that must be anger. Now, you might have a knot on your head because of anger, because somebody also took their anger out on you, and you've got a knot there. But yet, these are all diseases of the soul. And you know what? To speak of this, I'll just throw this in real quick, lust. January, February, I'm going to come back to you, and this is for the men of the congregation. I want you to listen to me. There is a ministry that will start in January or February, dealing with the issue of pornography and lust in the world. The studies will tell us, and this is from a pastor in town, about 60% of men will say that they have issues of lust and jealousy or whatever. Not necessarily pornography, but the issue of lust. And then the other 40% say that they don't. And we believe that they're probably not telling the truth. Okay? So in January and February, there's going to be this ministry starting. It'll be like a men's study. And we're all in this together. But God is the one that will heal us as men from that disease if you give that disease to Him. Hatred, jealousy, pride, greed. The Bible is full. Go to Galatians chapter 5 and look at the fruit of the Spirit, and then look at the sin associated opposite of the fruit of the Spirit, and you will see Paul's giving us quite a list of the diseases of the soul. And David, when he's writing this psalm, tells us that God, our Heavenly Father, is the one that will heal you from the disease that is destroying you from the inside out. In Psalm 147, verse 3, David is writing, He heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted and He heals all their wounds. No physical wounds, but the wounds of the soul. The disease that is destroying us from the inside out. When I read that passage of Psalm 147, He heals the brokenhearted, right away, words to a song came to my mind. Barry and Robin Gibb wrote a song back in the late 60s. And boy, as a kid growing up, this song was like one that, yeah, you know, you all have one of those songs. I'm going to read some of the words to you. And this was written not because of a lost love, but the brother Gibbs had a group, and they broke up, and then they decided to come back together. And out of that forgiveness and coming back together, they wrote the words of this song. But listen to this in a love relationship that you have with God. And remember the words of the psalmist, 147, verse 3, that it is God who heals the brokenhearted. The title of the song is, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I wish I could sing, but I can't sing. I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrow. That's a broken heart. That's a broken heart. That's a person living in regret. That person needs to know that it's God, our Heavenly Father, who can fix that broken heart. It's a broken heart. And how can you mend a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down? How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? I remember as a teenage kid, and I kept asking myself, what makes the world go round? What is it, God? Well, one day I realized that it was God Himself who makes the world go round. He gave me every day. He gave me the blessings of every day. How can you mend a broken heart? How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win? You ever think of yourself as a loser? Yeah, there are moments. Please help me mend my broken heart and let me live again. There's more to that song, and I might have to listen to it again this afternoon. But let me tell you that if you're here this morning and you have a broken heart and things aren't going right, you can't mend it. You can't fix it. David is telling us that it's God Himself, it's God our Heavenly Father who will take your broken heart, you give it to Him, and He's the one that heals all of your diseases of your soul. He is the one that heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Oh yeah, you may have a scab, you might have a sore, you might carry that with you for a little bit. God is the one who's going to put His arms around you and take care of you. Again, there are no physical wounds, but the wounds of the soul can be very deep and they will destroy your life. Probably quicker and without your paying attention to it more so than in a physical wound. David is speaking of the power of God, his Heavenly Father. And David has come to this realization that it is God Himself. It is God Himself and His Spirit that lives in us, that lives in David, that has made David who he is. And we need to realize that that is true for us today. It's not about our job. It's not about the dollars and cents. That's just stuff. But who are you on the inside? Who are you deep down inside? What do you care about more than anything else? Let God heal your broken heart. In verses 4 and 5, David tells us that life is a relationship, that we are in a relationship with God. Let me read verses 4 and 5. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Not a question. He's going back to God. He's saying God is who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. How does God do that? Well, David has just told us how he does that. God, our Heavenly Father, does that by forgiving your sins. When you ask Him, when you say, God, I need you. I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm a mess. But God, can you fix me? And He'll say, yes, I can. I'll forgive you your sins. And God desires to have a relationship. He has that relationship with us because He comes down and He heals that brokenhearted that you feel, that you sense. He heals the disease of your soul. And with all of that, God says, your life has meaning. Your life has meaning because God loves you and He gives it to you. A simple paraphrase of that verse, of verse 4, would go something like this. God keeps your life from going to waste. Think your life is going to waste? No purpose for living? Nothing's going right? Maybe it's going right, but yet you still feel empty? Like, what's the reason? What's the purpose? I'm working so hard. I'm pedaling the bike as fast as I can, but it's going nowhere. Well, let God give your life purpose and meaning. Parents and teachers and counselors, even parents will talk to their adult children. And some of them are here this morning. And we say to them, and they will say to us, and we say to each other, hey, your life counts. Don't waste it. Well, let me just tell you this morning that God, our Heavenly Father, was the first to say that. He's telling each and every one of us this morning, don't let your life go to waste. You have value. You have value. And He has fixed it. He has taken care of all of it if you'll just surrender to Him. He is the one that will make it possible. We are in this relationship with God. We are in this relationship with Him. Verse 5, He who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Boy, the older I get, the more I like that verse. I want to be renewed. I want to be my strength renewed like the eagles. It'd be nice to get up some morning and be able to fly like an eagle or just feel that full of energy. But remember that David is talking about his soul. He's talking about something that's deep down inside of him. He's talking about his soul, his very being, and David is having this conversation with himself. Last Sunday, we spoke about remembering. Remembering. In verse 5, in all of this, Psalm 103, David is remembering. He's remembering the good things God has given him. This number I'm going to give you, 99%, does not come from any survey. This is just me speaking, so you can make the number whatever you want. But when I'm thinking about giving thanks, I will say that 99% of my giving thanks is done in the process, with the process of remembering. Remembering. I remember last night sitting and having supper. We had two Thanksgiving dinners yesterday, right, Ben? Whew. That was good stuff last night, Don, Andy. Oh, my. We had two dinners yesterday, but I'm doing that. I'm giving thanks in remembering. Most of what we give thanks for will come from the process of remembering. Remember last Sunday's message challenging us to remember. Go back and remember God's goodness. And let Him renew your mind and let you think of things that you had forgotten. And you can move them from the forgotten piece to the remembered piece. But in giving thanks, we do that with a process of remembering. Our worship time, our giving praise to God is a reflection on our ability to remember and be thankful for what God has done and is doing in your life. Just think about that. Our worship, our praise, how engaged you are in the singing and giving praise to God is a reflection of our ability, your ability, my ability, to remember and be thankful for what God has done in your life and what He is doing in your life. That's where David is. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Wow! Remember all of His benefits and then give Him praise. So our worship and our ability to give Him praise is connected to my ability to remember the blessings that He's given to me. And if I don't remember them, I'm not going to give Him praise. But when I remember the blessings of God, then I am compelled in my spirit and my soul to give Him praise and say, thank You, Father, for the blessings that You've given to me. Thanksgiving is the foundation of these first verses of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, is a phrase of thanksgiving. It is God's benefit package. God's benefit package to us. Look at the back of your program this morning, your bulletin. God gives us a benefit package. I remember my first job when I moved to the Twin Cities. I was 19 years old, and I worked at Kmart. They had a very nice building supply department and home improvement. They sold everything. We sold everything. It was quite the job. You know what? The pay was lousy, but the benefit package was phenomenal. Huh, man, when Ann was born, I think we got a bill from the doctor we had to pay for the TV. It was $1.50 a day, I think. And then they wouldn't cover $125 of the doctor bill. She had to be in an extra day because of the lights and stuff. So we had to pay for electricity for the fluorescent lights. I don't know. The benefit package was great. The money wasn't there, but the benefit package was great. We live in a world today where that has reversed. We're more interested in getting the money than we are in the benefit package. There are companies that are good companies that offer great benefit package, and the employees go, no, give me the money. You know, forget the benefit package. God is the one who gives us a phenomenal benefit package. I want you to think about it. His benefit package. He forgives you of your sins. Nobody else can do that. No other God is going to do that for you. He's going to forgive you. What a benefit of being a child of God. He's going to heal you of all of your diseases, your soul diseases, those things that gnaw at you, that are chewing you up from the inside out. You give them to God, and He will take care of them. He redeems your life and He crowns you with love and compassion. Boy, wouldn't you like to have that happen on a daily basis? Just in your household, if you crave. Huh? But then to think that God, our Heavenly Father, does it for you all the time. Redeems your life, crowns you with love and compassion. And He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle's. And again, desiring, remember, this is a conversation with the soul. who satisfies your desires with good things does not mean that I'm going to get a red Corvette. Or someday I'm not going to own a 1967 Mustang convertible again. That's not in God's hands. Well, it is, but I want Him to take care of the desires of my soul. And the desires of my soul is to be healed. And only He could do that. What a great benefit package. What a great benefit package. We're going to close. We're going to sing a song. I want you to take your hymnal and turn to page 27. And if Carol and Roger will come back. And then I'm going to give you some instructions for the back of your bulletin. Please stand.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His
homework for you to do between now and Thursday is to take the back of your bulletin, those things that are listed there, the benefit package of God, and write some thoughts down, write some things down, and then when you have your Thanksgiving dinner with your family, be brave, be bold, and use this as an outline, and ask those around the table with you to join in, and give them the benefit package that you have received from God our Heavenly Father, and then you fill in the details and ask them to share it as well. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your love and your care for us. Thank you for sending to us the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sin, the Holy Spirit that visits with us. We give you praise today. Thank you for healing the diseases of our soul. Father, we give you praise. Go with us now and make us a blessing. Give us opportunities to give you praise. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go and be blessed.